League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Before turning on the mics for John and Lance, let's pause and remember what they said yesterday in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Happy birthday, Johnny. The bone was sticking through the glove, sticking through the glove.
Shut the f*** up, bro.
And you don't know that they're going to lose any games.
You don't know that they won't lose any game.
Where are they closer to, John? The top seed or the worst record in football?
We used to go till Wednesday.
Are you going to dab to that?
It was hard leather.
Are you going to dab to that?
Just had his finger, like, just lost his finger.
Hard leather.
It's John and Lance.
All right, our last hour before the holiday. It actually is a holiday. It's Thanksgiving Eve. And it, you know what? It doesn't get any, the holiest of holidays.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Right.
College football, your boy Jaden Daniels, now the favorite. Minus 140. The side I'm looking at to be MVP. Heisman Trophy winner, but Bo Nix is plus 120. Michael Penix plus 850. It looks like it could be a two-man race.
So, Bo Nix has played great. Bo Nix is on a better team. They've won more. Jaden Daniels, you cannot blame him for any of the losses. He's played great all year long. It was certainly not on him. It was how crappy LSU's defense is. I think that there might be some prejudice against Bo Nix because of how he played at Auburn. That you can't get that out of your mind if you're, you know,
but
what?
He's been in Oregon 2 years now.
I know, but you still have that.
I think that's
numbers.
Me and you. You think it's going to be voters though? I mean, I know.
Well,
I
will say this: I went a couple of years ago to watch Auburn at LSU, Bo Nix dominated and beat him. Bo Nix was really, really good, but he did it all with his legs.
Well,
his
look, I think I have that bias right now.
We're not alone in that.
Well, maybe not, but his last 2 years, you know, since he's been at Oregon, he's got 64 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. That's a lot of good football for voters to be going all the way back to 2021.
What is Jaden?
Well, this year, he's 35 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He averaged 9.8 yards per attempt. He's thrown for 3,593 yards so far, and his completion percentage is 78%.
Who, Nix?
Yeah. 78% completion percentage.
Wow.
3,500 yards, 9.8.
Is that leading all of college football?
35.
It probably is.
Probably not yardage. I'm sure somebody else has thrown for more. Let me look at Jaden Daniels' stats. Jaden Daniels. Now, you have to add the rushing.
You have
yards
to add
too.
The rushing.
So we'll go total yards for Jaden Daniels. Even though your running yards,
well,
probably
Nix runs
be
a little bit too, though.
Yeah, that's true. So Jaden Daniels has 36 touchdowns to 4 interceptions, so also excellent. 35-77, which is right there. Like, they're right there with each other, and 11.8 yards per attempt for Jaden Daniels.
What's 11.8. his completion percentage?
And now you look at the rushing, and
what's his completion percentage?
72.6%.
That's great.
Yeah, and I mean,
and
he's run
rushing?
For, only 1,014.
1,000? He's already rushed over 1,000 yards.
10 rushing touchdowns. He has 21 rushing touchdowns. You know what? Honestly, when you look at this, Jaden Daniels is.
Yeah.
When you look at the point, when you look at literally the total yardage,
where do you put him in the NFL? I mean, he's so skinny. I mean,
he's
so
listed
skinny.
At 6'3", 185. Well, let me see. I may actually have his real measurements here. Hang on a second.
He's so skinny. I mean, how in the world? I'll tell you this, though. Dude can play.
Jaden Daniels' actual measurements are, wow, this is verified. 6'03 3/8" 205.
Wow.
He must have plowed down water at the spring measurements, because there's no way Jaden Daniels is 205. Although taller people do weigh more than you think,
but he
is slender now.
I've seen him up close. I've been again, and he is skinny.
Yeah.
Holy crap, he's skinny. I never thought of him as a pro quarterback because of how skinny he is.
But, you know, he's also wildly athletic, is a big time runner, and can throw the ball better than some. Like, he's a better passer than
he's got moves in the
Justin
open field.
Fields. He's a better passer than Justin Fields. He's also a dual threat quarterback.
Moves in the open field like
an acceleration. Yeah, right. They say he's estimated 40 time as a 4.65. I'm going to go under that.
Under. Yep. Yeah.
I'd say he's in a 4.5.
Well, it depends on how much weight he puts on, though, for the combine.
Well, then he won't run.
Well.
Although I think he should run.
But we know
he's not one of those guys. Like, he's in a battle for third quarterback.
Yeah.
So that's how he should be looking at it. Anything it takes to. Running fast is impressive.
And the first two might regret it.
Running fast is impressive. And you know why? Because you want something to stand out. If you're not the top guy, if you know you're going to run fast, then go run fast. Like, Lamar Jackson didn't have to, but it still would have been cool for him to lay down a 4.42. You know what I mean? I don't know that it would have changed.
But if he puts weight on, I wouldn't run if I was him. If he puts weight on just to make it look better for...
Bryce didn't do anything. Bryce put weight on for the combine, didn't even throw. I didn't think he would. I figured he would do nothing. And then at his pro day, I figured he would throw and then not weigh again. It's exactly what happened. Yeah. He wouldn't weigh again at his pro day, but he did all the stuff. So Jaden Daniels might be the same, but I'm telling you, it does make sense for Jaden Daniels. Now, here's the flip side. The winning team is Oregon. Oregon's got more wins, and Oregon could end up actually getting into the playoffs, where LSU's not going to get into the playoffs.
No,
so I think those are pretty good odds, actually. I think those are very fair, those two guys. Now, I also believe Marvin Harrison should be in the mix. I'm as you can tell this year, I'm for the best players being in the mix.
Well, but for years, the quarterbacks haven't been the best players.
I know, but this is a joke. Well, but their stats are outrageous. In pro football, it's been the quarterbacks. This is the one year where we need to do something and give a wide receiver a chance, or a defensive player, Myles Garrett, Tyreek Hill. They need to have a shot at winning MVP, a legitimate one. Because every quarterback we're going to give it to, they're not as good as these two guys. You can't tell me a quarterback that's as good as these two guys.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, look where Pat Mahomes has been without Tyreek, and look where Tua is with Tyreek. It's a joke. He's the most valuable player.
Let's ask the question. Let's ask the question that the assistant general manager was asked.
Yeah, Albert Breer was polling people to find out who the MVP was, and now these are two separate conversations or questions. But the assistant general manager responded with, how would you rather play the Dolphins, without Tyreek or without Tua? That's not a question of the MVP. That's a question of how important the quarterback is, as opposed to an all-star, all-pro wide receiver.
I would say I would rather play them. You mean against them?
Would you rather play against the Dolphins? You have a choice. Without Tyreek or without Tua?
Without Tyreek.
You'd rather play the Dolphins with Tyreek and Skylar Thompson or Mike White?
No, he said without Tyreek.
Tua and Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
I don't want Tyreek Hill on the field.
No, it's the exact
If opposite. I'm playing against him.
So you would rather... Though the question is...
If I'm playing against Tyreek, I would rather Tua be healthy and in the pocket, and Tyreek on the sideline, if I'm trying to beat the Dolphins, then have Tyreek on the field.
No, so you'd rather have Tyreek?
Wait a minute. So you'd rather have Mike White throw into Tyreek than,
Tua throwing the Waddle?
For me, defensively.
Yes.
Not if I'm...
He's right. He'd rather have Mike White. If you're defending him, you'd rather have Mike White.
To win a game?
No.
I
would rather have Tyreek off the field. Now, what you're doing now, Tyreek has no say-so over who the backup is. So it shouldn't matter who Skylar Thompson is.
There's a reality. There is a backup, and we know who it is.
Okay, here's the reality. Did Tyreek help make Pat Mahomes?
But that's not the question.
No, Pat Mahomes won without him.
Hold on. Just answer this question.
Pat Mahomes won without him.
He's got another great tight end as well. But Tyreek has made quarterbacks in two separate instances. They're going to be far and away the highest touchdown pass guys
Because Tyreek Hill is on their
team. Not the question. Not the question. Would you you would rather have
who's
Tua
more dangerous?
And no,
who do I think is more dangerous?
I would
dangerous
much rather have
given,
Mike White at quarterback and Tyreek on the field.
We know who the
in
better
any
player
given
is.
Game.
This isn't a question of who the better player is. We know Tyreek's a better player. We
you
get
mean
it.
You would rather have it as a Dolphin?
I would rather. No. If I'm defending, I would much rather have Tyreek on the field with Mike White at quarterback than Tua on the field with Tyreek on the
okay,
the
so
sideline.
What if we just do
Tua's
this?
Better
what
than...
If I, okay, what if I put Tua... What if would you rather have Tua with the Texans or Tyreek with the Texans? If you like Tua, so if you think Tua is that much more valuable, who would you rather have? Tua
well,
take over this...
But you got a quarterback.
Okay. I got a good quarterback.
No, no, would you rather have Tua take over the Texans? Let's say...
CJ wasn't there.
No. CJ's there. Would you rather have Tua so you like CJ better? Would you rather have... Okay, so would you rather have Tua quarterback the Texans, or would you rather have Tyreek on the Texans? Which one?
I'd rather have Tyreek on the Texans.
Absolutely.
You have a good quarterback.
But I have answer, CJ.
Well, you're saying you'd rather see the Tua.
But
only
that's,
because
that's
of his position.
Totally that's,
who's the more dangerous
that's,
player?
Are you gonna, no, that's a silly question.
But are you going to win the game?
Hold on. Let me. I'll recouch this. Which guy has the biggest impact on the game relative to everyone else at that position?
It doesn't matter. The most
Why?
Important position is the quarterback position.
But then you're only saying this is a quarterback award.
It's not the MVP.
The MVP needs to be most valuable player. Tyreek Hill, you're only saying this is
what,
only allowed
what we're talking
to be
about. We're talking about who is more dangerous to your team if you're defending. Two is more dangerous.
Tyreek Hill.
Than Mike White.
Teams don't have to have special. They don't change their defenses because they got to figure out Tua.
This is why
they
I said it was two
Tyreek
different
Hill.
Questions.
Ask any coordinator. They have to have a plan for Tyreek. You don't have to have a plan for Tua. You only have to have a plan for Tua because of Tyreek.
Well, this is why I said it's two different questions. The
no,
question
it's
was
not.
About
I'm
yes,
telling
it is.
You which player is more
the
valuable.
The question was about MVP, and then the assistant general manager said, I'd rather face Tua than Tyreek.
Yes.
Not if you're trying to win a game. You don't want Mike. If you're the. Let's ask the Dolphins. Would you rather have Mike White throwing a Tyreek or Mike White or Tua throwing a Jalen
okay,
Waddle?
Let me make
yeah,
it a better.
You guys, don't forget, you still got Jalen Waddle.
You're only inside the construct of who the other wide receivers are. You have to look at this in a vacuum, or you're making it strictly to the Miami Dolphins. Skylar Thompson's not the backup for every team. We should be in consideration for how good is he historically.
That wasn't the question. The
Wait,
question was which one, and the answer no. is you'd much rather have
this
Tyreek
is not,
on the sideline.
Is this season going to go down as one of the top 10 quarterback seasons of all time? The top 5 quarterback seasons for all time for any quarterback in this league.
So you're telling me you'd rather have
a
backup? The question is about winning
Tyreek
a game.
Tyreek is about to have.
It was framed as winning a game. It was a frame as winning a game.
Tyreek,
you'd rather have Mike White throwing a Tyreek in a game.
They are winning games, and Tyreek
I'm
is about to
you
put
the
together one of
now
the
I'm
biggest
asking you the question.
Since Randy Moss.
If you're trying to win a football game as a defensive coordinator, you'd rather have Mike White throwing a Tyreek or Tua throwing a Waddle.
No, because now you're making it who's more valuable type. That's not an MVP question.
But
who's
that
better
was how
Tyreek
that was the question it was asked.
You're
though.
Asking
that was the question it was asked
in a general sense. Who's and what was the answer?
That's you, what the general.
You'd rather,
I'd rather have my starting quarterback throwing to
and
the
what
wide
does
receiver.
The assistant yes. general manager say?
He well, that's why I brought it up to
the
John.
Guy who works in the NFL.
Doesn't mean he's
Tyreek
right.
Tyreek is a game changer. Tua is not a game changer. He's as good as a player.
Let me tell you
him.
How.
That's
let me
valuable.
Tell you. Hold on. I watched all the games last year. Let me tell you how much of a game changer Tyreek was. The Dolphins didn't win a game when Tyreek was on the field and Tua didn't play. The only game they won is the game they scored 9 points against the Jets.
But
that's the importance of a starting
Tyreek
quarterback.
Hill.
Yes,
that
it is.
That's on how bad Skylar
exactly
Thompson is.
That's exactly the point.
It's on how bad Skylar Thompson is. You can't
they had Teddy Bridgewater, too.
That's exactly
for a bad quarterback.
The point.
Skylar Thompson
they had
should
Teddy
never
Bridgewater
be on
too.
A, he shouldn't, frankly, be on an NFL
how
roster.
How much do you win when your quarterback isn't there, when Tua's not there? That's exactly the point. Tyreek, no. That was the whole argument about J.J. as well. J.J.'s so great. You'd better talk. J.J. was out there every game for a two-win season. When
that
a quarterback changes
that's
the game.
That's not on him. J.J. has nothing to do with that atrocity of an offense. That's what I'm saying. You're telling me only because we all know quarterback is the most valuable position. That's the nature of the position. They handle it the most. So they're the only ones who can win this.
There it is. Case closed.
No.
You made your point.
They're the only ones who can win it.
Who is the answer?
The best player in football is Tyreek Hill.
We know this. I'm a Dolphin.
Then why
fan.
Can't he be the most valuable
this
player?
Who says he can't?
Because
the question
just
is trying to win a football game.
But no. The argument about value, it's dumb. We
this
always go by stats
Lance,
until
this,
we don't want to go
Lance,
by stats. And then
the,
we go by
the
value.
The problem is
Lamar's value to winning It's dumb. We go stats
Lance,
all the time.
The problem is the general manager asks a dumb question in response. If you're trying to win a football game, you don't want the start. You want the starter out. You want the starting quarterback
out.
I'll
just tell you this. I'll just say this. You can take any quarterback that you guys want to vote for, put them on other team. Play this game. Put them on any other team with everything that they have, an offensive line, running back. Now put Tyreek Hill on all those same teams and tell me which one has a bigger impact.
Lance, without Pat
question,
Mahomes.
Without question, it's Tyreek Hill.
Pat Mahomes, period.
So Tyreek Hill doesn't have a bigger impact with Kansas City? They're better with Tyreek. Case closed.
Pat Mahomes is better. You would take Pat Mahomes over Tyreek Hill every single day.
I'm watching Pat Mahomes struggle without Tyreek. He wasn't that great last year.
He just won a Super Bowl without him.
He wasn't even that great last year. You said it yourself.
He won a Super Bowl without him.
Who cares? He also has Chris Jones. What did he do about Chris Jones?
Oh, my God.
No, you're
ridiculous.
Acting like he's the only guy who wins. You're being a quarterback win guy.
So, okay, you had the number one. We throw everybody in the hopper. You got the number one overall pick. You're taking Tyreek Hill.
Let's take
good
a
look. And we'll see how
so
good
right
you are.
Right now, the Kansas City Chiefs have the number one defense in football, and Pat Mahomes isn't even having a good year. And Tyreek
is Caleb.
But on the flip side, the best year in the football right now is Tua Tagovailoa. He's the best. And Tyreek is on pace for 2,000
yards. Let's remove guys with...
I mean, come on, guys. This is obvious.
You're the draft guy. You're the draft guy.
We saw this with Devontae Adams. We saw this with A.J. Brown. They're great receivers. Yes, Justin Jefferson. Great. They're all awesome. You don't win it without the quarterback.
What happens to quarterbacks when those guys leave? What happened to Aaron Rodgers when Devontae left?
You're the draft guy. Who are you taking? Marvin Harrison is a great player. If you're starting a team, are you starting a team with Marvin Harrison or Caleb Williams or Drake May?
I don't know. It depends on what I have.
Well, I said starting a team.
We're starting a team.
I'm not arguing about, listen, quarterbacks who aren't that even good get $30 million. That doesn't make them, that's the nature of, that's like a pitcher. If you got a pitcher who's average, they make way more money than sometimes good
fielders.
It's not
about making money. It's about winning football games. You win with a better quarterback, period.
And
you can have a great wide receiver.
None of these guys are.
How's Garrett Wilson doing this year?
He's having a great season.
Hold on, no. How's Garrett Wilson doing this season?
I'm asking you something. Because
how's Garrett Wilson?
Because he's at the mercy of everything else around him.
That's
right. Only the quarterbacks. And that's a built-in advantage for a quarterback.
How would he have done with Aaron Rodgers?
It's a built-in quarterback. You already know for a fact. Okay, who would you take in fantasy football first, Tyreek Hill or Pat Mahomes?
That's different.
Why
not?
Why?
Because there's a lot of quarterbacks that will score a bunch of points. There's not a lot of wide receivers that will get Tyreek Hill points. It's a totally different question.
There's a lot more wide receivers that will score.
918 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We got to talk about. You're a turncoat to your Dolphins.
Stop it.
Bell.
This isn't a question.
You're a turncoat and a traitor.
This isn't a question about who's
you're
better.
You're a traitor to the Dolphins.
Tua isn't on the Dolphins anymore.
Apparently not.
Okay, so we got to talk now.
I wish you had Herbert.
We got to talk right now about Billy and Aqueduct Plumbing. Lance and I, both big fans. He's going to a buddy of mine's house today, as a matter of fact, because he has a problem. And Billy is going. He's got his guy's going to go out there. And you know what? I feel and listen. Anybody who asks me, I say yes. Aqueduct Plumbing. You have to call them. Call them first because you're going to get the best deal that you could get in plumbing with Aqueduct Plumbing. But you got to have this number in your phone, 281-488-6238. By the way, it's not Black Friday anymore. It's Brown Friday because more people have toilet problems the day after Thanksgiving than any other day. And Aqueduct Plumbing will be there for you, 281-488-6238.
Make sure that you give them a call for, obviously, for any of those issues, leaky faucets. When you start hearing the drip, 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 don't wait for it to get worse and worse. Call Aqueduct Plumbing. You're trying to move your gas lines, Aqueduct Plumbing. Worried that you may have a leak in your toilet, Aqueduct Plumbing. All of these and more, Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Make sure that you have the phone number, 281-488-6238. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, what happened?
And every time something would go wrong, I would look at the camera and say, hey, what happened? Double.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
I can't believe these people.
This man is insane.
Okay. I'm not insane.
What did Tua ever do in the league before Tyreek got to Miami? I'm with LZ. What did the Dolphins tell? What was the Dolphins' record without Tua last year?
In games he didn't complete, they were like 1-6, 1-5, okay. Something like that.
Games all right. He didn't compete, yeah. What do you mean?
He got complete. Hurt in the game or had a concussion or something like that.
Or didn't
How'd
play?
The defense play?
They stink last year.
The defense?
Yeah, but you know.
But when he was there, what did they? How did the
Dolphins score? When he plays, the Dolphins are average about 29 points per game. When he doesn't play, it's around 15.
By the way,
yeah.
Ask Mike McDaniels.
That's with Tyreek, right?
Go ask Mike McDaniels who has a bigger impact on the running game. It's Tyreek Hill.
Go ask
because
Mike
safeties have to play back.
Go ask Mike
McDaniels. Go ask
McDaniel.
Him what it opens up when he's a. The decoy, what it opens up to the field.
Go ask
Tyreek's
value. Go ask Robert Saleh how easy it is to run the ball with Zach Wilson at quarterback.
No one said
it's terrible.
Wait. Oh, so the MVP is who's having the best year?
This isn't about the MVP anymore.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. We asked
my
you,
whole argument. You guys are trying to take the easy way out. Like who's better? Zach
but we
Wilson
don't care about the MVP.
I'm like, no kidding. Who's better, Tua or Zach
Lance,
Wilson?
Lance,
you
know,
what are
you
talking
Lance,
about?
Lance, you're the only person on the show who cares that much about the MVP in this conversation.
Yeah.
The conversation was if you're trying to win a football game, would you have the backup quarterback thrown to the star wide receiver,
or would I rather have a starting quarterback? No. We're not going to do backup. That's a drastic one. No one wins with backup quarterback.
Well, that's the point.
Nobody wins.
That's the point.
The MVP vote is not about backup
we
quarterback.
We weren't talking about MVP.
The question is, if you have an above average quarterback and an elite wide receiver, none of these quarterbacks every year. This is the one
I'm
year.
Telling
so
you again.
One year.
I'm telling you again.
So one year, I don't have a quarterback that stands out, and I want a wide. And I think a wide receiver should get it. One year.
This is why
I think this.
I'm
and
not,
this is the
oh, by the way, Lance,
I
think Tyreek should get it too.
Pathetic.
Lance, I think Tyreek should get the MVP too.
Then why are you arguing?
Because
did you just hear that,
John?
It wasn't the question that was asked.
He believes he should be MVP. The whole thing is, why can he not be MVP? That's what
for
I
you.
Asked. Okay. Forget it. I'll cut that conversation.
Yes, please.
Who should be MVP, Dell?
I said Tyreek Hill.
Oh, me too. Who do you have, John?
I got CJ Stroud.
Well, there it is. There it is.
Yep.
But you're arguing like, hey, if Tyreek's out there and Mike White's out there, the Dolphins have the same chance of winning.
Yep.
That's not the point. No, they don't.
He doesn't get it. Okay, that wasn't the question that was asked.
The question was about MVP.
You know what? He's going to lose his job as a defensive coordinator because he wants Tyreek.
You will
on the sideline.
You're
going to
get fired
game.
Because you'll just say you'll pay Tua
dumbest
all this money. Tyreek will leave.
Dumbest thing
getting,
ever.
Hey, Mike White, please, Mike White, throw balls to Tyreek Hill.
White
That's what every
not
coordinator
MVP
wants.
Category. He's not in the race. Why is he in this conversation? Oh, we're talking MVP.
We're not talking MVP.
Because guess who doesn't throw on the ball? Mike White. So why are y'all trying to invent Mike
this.
White?
I'm done with this conversation.
We're done because apparently you still don't understand.
No. It's the dumbest conversation ever.
Dell immediately admitted that he was actually on my side the whole time. He just Kaiser Soze'd this.
No.
You sat there and you're like, and then all of a sudden you still go from limping to being on Tyreek Hill's side.
Before we go, because he's lost his mind.
I'm not a crazy person.
Yes,
like
you are.
Said.
No,
the question was: would you rather have Tyreek Hill catching balls for Mike White to win a game, one game, or would you rather have Tua throwing a waddle? That was it. Now we're done. He's unbelievable.
He's a child too. He's holding his ear so he can't hear you.
He's an insane child.
I've now turned my headphones off.
And he's
I don't have to hold my ears anymore because my headphones are off.
I'll tell you what he said.
By the way, we got 5-star on the other side. He can answer the question.
5-star will answer the question. We'll have 5-star answer the question, and it has nothing to do with the MVP. What it has to do with is banking and your banking needs, and that's where Home Bank comes in. Personalized attention to your needs to help you reach financial goals. That's what Home Bank is all about. Home Bank has been around since 1908, 115 years, and still rocking it. They look good for 115 years old. They really do. Their standard is making sure that you reach your financial goal. Local bankers, local knowledge, business and personal banking solutions. It's, you know, your checking accounts. There's all kinds of stuff that goes into it. Competitive rates on interest rates. They're, you know, it's just all kinds of stuff that you don't understand. But as a business or in your personal banking as well, you need these local bankers with local knowledge. And that's what they have. 42 total banking center locations, 5 in the greater Houston area, River Oaks, Sugarland, Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, and Friendswood. Stop by any Home Bank location or visit home24bank.com. Good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5.com. Fighter of the Night, man.
Hey, man. Oh.
Fighter of the Night, man.
Oh.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lance and John. Scratch that. Verse it.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll let Five Star decide this. Five Star, you're the defensive coordinator. And you're the defensive coordinator. Would you rather have Tua in the game?
Now, who's harder to game plan
not
for?
Not yet. Would you rather have, as a defensive coordinator, would
leading
you rather have Tua
leading
in the game or and no Tyreek or Tyreek in the game and no Tua?
Well, I'd have to say, honestly, I'd probably say no. No, I'd rather have a defensive coordinator, no Tua. No Tua. No Tua. Because yeah, Tyreek,
no
you still have to get the ball to the receiver.
Who do you game plan for?
If you got no Tyreek, you got a game plan for
Jalen Waddle.
You got to go with Jalen Waddle, right?
Who do you game plan for, Tyreek or Tua, if you're a defense coordinator?
Oh, of course, Tyreek when he's in the game.
Well, Who's the better player?
Well, that's not the question.
Tyreek.
No. That's not the question.
So should Tyreek be considered for the MVP this year in a year where the quarterbacks are down?
Oh, definitely. Yes, he should.
Exactly.
We all think
Everyone
that.
Agrees
we
with
all
that.
Think that.
You don't? You think it's CJ? Yeah.
No, I got CJ first. I got AJ Brown second, and then I got Tyreek third.
CJ's one drop touchdown by Boyd from being 5-5. Tyreek Hill is the MVP, period. Okay. Anybody who doesn't vote that way is a loser.
CeeDee Lamb is also legit. CeeDee Lamb and
CeeDee Lamb. Well,
CeeDee Lamb having a
CeeDee Lamb had an average game last game. He needed another big one. Let's move on. What do you think of our Texans this week against Jacksonville?
Texans and Jacksonville. You know we're riding with the home boy. We're rolling with the Texans. The line alone tells you that this one is going to be a close one. And we know, like I said before, it's about matchups and the franchises against the franchise. Hey, the Texans have looked pretty good over the past several years against the Jaguars, even when they didn't have a squad like this. I just think the Texans have their number.
I'm with you. This is, boy, to win this game, five-star.
They've always had success. Like,
they always
it's not great against Titans, but for some reason, or Colts, but against Jaguars, for some reason the Texans have.
Oh, by the way, they're wearing all red.
Mm-hmm.
They're wearing ketchup.
Oh, yeah,
they're wearing the ketchup bottles this week. How about that?
Oh, that's showing out. That's showing out. Those beautiful helmets.
Yep. Oh, they were great. I loved them. Okay, what do you got this week? Who you got?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to start. Let's start off with the first half first. We're going to go with the first game on Thanksgiving with the Detroit. We're going with the Lions first half minus 4, guys. You know, Thanksgiving Day is everything in Detroit. Dan Campbell will be looking to make a statement against their rival, Green Bay Packers. Detroit is on a real run against the Packers. They won now with 3 straight in the matchup. I also expect Jared Goff to want to start fast. He had a horrible game last week. I was tweeting out about him. He was making me so mad last week. Man, he threw 3 interceptions in the first half. I expect him to be a lot more crisp this week. So I expect Detroit to get on a fast start inside, no elements. And we know that Jordan Love is struggling right now. So I really, really like first half with the Lions, that crowd being into it. Thanksgiving Day, so we're going Detroit first half minus 4.
Love had a big game last week, but it was against the Chargers defense, so there was that.
And at home.
And, oh my God, did you get screwed on Mark Andrews last week?
Don't even bring it up, John.
How about
that?
That
was a nightmare.
He's got 2 catches on the first drive down inside the 5-yard line, and he's done for the year. Oh my gosh. That was
and look,
awful.
Guys, I did something I never do with that, too. I did it in the same game parlay. Usually, as you know, I do straight. Every bet that I make is straight. I did the same game parlay and loaded up. I was so confident in him and the Ravens side at -3.5, and he was off to a great start, and I just couldn't believe that happened. This was really bad juju on that one.
So you think David Montgomery is going to have a big game?
Oh, I mean, he scored in every game except one this year. He's been a touchdown machine this season. He actually had 3 the last time he faced Green Bay. There's no way they're keeping him out the end zone on Thanksgiving, so that's a layup. David Montgomery to score a rushing touchdown at -140.
Is -140. Wow.
Yeah.
That's to score a TD. Those are some that's a big number to lay for a guy to score a TD. So especially when you got Jahmyr Gibbs there too.
He scored every game.
Yeah.
He scored in every game. Rushing, they cannot keep him out the end zone, man. That guy's a touchdown machine right now.
Dak, you like Dak this week, huh?
Yeah, Dak over 1.5 touchdown passes. Watch the defense, guys, has allowed more touchdown passes than any team in the league. They've given up 24. They also rank last in opposing passer rating. So they're letting bums have elite passing rating over 100 on them. So I think that Dak is going to, you know, get busy on them. That's really bad news. He's been flaming hot. They're ranked 2nd in the league in scoring average right now, averaging 30.2 points a game. And then, you know, Fort Bend's own CeeDee Lamb has been playing on another level. Him and Dak's chemistry has been unbelievable this year. They're one of the top duos in the league. And Dak has averaged 3.5 touchdown passes over the last 4 contests. So I really think he shows out Thanksgiving. You know, he's trying to get that MVP. He wants to, you know, put his name in the list with the MVP guys. So expect a big game for him on Thanksgiving. You know, it's the world to be watching. So Dak will go over 1.5 touchdowns.
I remember they smashed whoever it was last year. I think it was the Giants on Thanksgiving. The Cowboys really went to work on them. I'm curious about your thoughts on what's going on with – we talked about it a little bit. It reminds us of what happened with Cincinnati when Kenyon Martin got injured and they were no longer a 1 seed and everyone knew the Cincinnati Bearcats weren't going to be as good. Florida State's in that same position now. Florida State, right. If they went out –
they were dropped to 5th. So
they were dropped to 5th already, but you could make a plausible case for the teams ahead of them, and obviously Washington getting a win on the road when they were a dog. But how would you handle, if you were a commissioner or if you were on the bowl selection committee, how would you handle a team that could be undefeated, but you know that the rest of those players don't have the same chance to win without, I assume, without their quarterback, even though you do have Cardale Jones and Ohio State in the past?
You have to sit and let it play out simply because this, you can't really make a strong decision until after the ACC championship game. Florida State could very well play itself out of it by losing an ACC championship game. They won't have an easy game, and they're missing their starting quarterback. So it may end up where they just end up losing. But if you get to the end and you got other teams that are in the same position as them, you got to go with Washington over them and say, for instance, that's the other team that's undefeated because they have their starting quarterback, you know. So it's a real tough decision, but I think they're going to be on a wait-and-see basis because that's what I would do. I'd be hoping that the ACC championship kind of takes care of it for me.
All right. I like it. 5-star in Vegas with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What about the way Brandon Cooks has been playing?
Yeah, he's been playing good. He's finally getting a little connection with Dak Prescott. It took a while, but he has a really low receiving total this week, guys. It's only 35.5. Just talked about how well CeeDee Lamb has been playing. I think that Washington will have a lot of, you know, their concentration and game plan on stopping him, and that's going to open things up for Cooks. It's only 35.5. He can get that in one play, as we know. So we're going to go with over 35.5 yards for Brandon Cooks as a byproduct of all the attention CeeDee Lamb will be getting on Thanksgiving.
So over 35, and he's been good. He's been really good.
Yeah.
He's by far, he's certainly their number two guy, and Dak is looking for him.
We got to talk. So before we get out, we got to talk some college football. The three of us haven't even hit on these games yet.
Or he's got, well, he's got one more here, though. He's got one more.
Go ahead.
All right. What's your last one?
Seahawks +7, guys. We're going to go with that. And I think that Pete Carroll sounded really confident in the press this week when he talked about facing the Niners and being able to slow them down. He said, that everyone's saying that Brock Purdy is an MVP candidate, but they just lost 3 straight and some teams had, you know, some success stopping them. So I think that he's going to come with a good game plan. It's going to be nice, you know, cold, windy, rain. It was probably in Seattle up in the northwest. So I think the Seahawks can keep it close, even though, you know, Geno Smith is a little banged up. I think he'll definitely play. The main reason I like the Seahawks in this game, though, is the Niners will be missing Hufanga, which is their big-time safety. People don't understand how much he means to this team, and I think they'll see this game with the passing attack the Seahawks bring. So expect Seattle to keep this game close and maybe even win money line. They'll be very excited. As you know, the 12th man is one of the biggest home field advantages there is in the NFL, and it's Thanksgiving night. I think this is the first time they have had a Thanksgiving game, so I'm going with the Seahawks plus 7.
All right.
Let's get into these hammers on the college football side. We haven't even talked enough about Ohio State, Michigan. Here's a game with I don't have the current number, so you'll have to provide the number on that one, 5-star. But you've got Ohio State going to Michigan. Michigan has whipped that ass 2 years in a row, very physical. Mm-hmm. Their run game, frankly, is the reason that they've won the Joe Moore Award for best offensive line the last 2 years. Now you got Michigan in some disarray, theoretically. How do you see this one playing out? Ohio State, despite being number two right now in the bowl matchup series, not really. This is not a team that's really talked about in the same way. No, there's not as much hype around Ohio State. How do you see this one?
I usually don't like to be on the side with the public, but actually the public has been doing pretty well this year. It hasn't been as big of a description as it usually is, and you know them winning in Vegas, winning. It's a lot of the public that's on Ohio State, but I got to be on them too, simply because I really like Ohio State's defense. They are really unheralded, man. Ohio State has a really good defense this season. I think that Ryan Day is a really smart guy, and they're going to miss Jim Harbaugh. I know he's doing the game plan all week, and I'm sure his coordinators call, you know, the plays on the sidelines, but it's a difference between looking across the field and seeing Jim Harbaugh and looking across the field and seeing the coordinators. I just think that Ohio State is hungry for this game. They really went under the radar when they were named number one. I even laughed at it at first, and then I started watching them more and more. What it is they're a different type of Ohio State team than we used to see. And we used to see CJ there, you know, throwing it all over the field, explosive offense. This year, they're more defensive team. They're going to figure out ways to get Marvin Harrison in situations in the slider places where he can win. They're going to run the ball with Trevion Henderson. And I just think that somehow Ryan Day outsmarts Michigan. I really like Ohio State to win this game money line.
Boy, that's really interesting. And I wonder about Michigan. Can they continue this us against the world thing forever? I don't know that Sharon Moore has the same feel. I know he's the play caller. He's been the play caller. He's been the offense coordinator. But without Harbaugh on the sideline, I really wonder how this game's going to go. How about Oregon and Oregon State? Oregon State they had a chance to play spoiler last week. They didn't do it against Washington in a really bad weather game. Oregon and Bo Nix playing for not just a shot at a national championship, but potential Heisman. Is Oregon State round two of trying to be spoiler? Is this the time that they spoil?
You still got DJ Uiagalelei. That's the issue. And that's why the biggest bet I made last weekend, and me and the clients, we max bet 10 units, was on Washington, the Huskies, for the first half and for the game, just simply because we trust Michael Penix a lot more than DJ Uiagalelei. And I never thought I'd say this, but I trust Bo Nix. You know, Bo Nix is running that offense great right now. They're trying to get him to Heisman. He threw, what, 6 touchdown passes last week. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if Oregon covers this game, just simply because they have a really sound team. The Ducks are good on offensively and defensively. Whereas in Oregon State, they're going to run the ball. They're going to pound you with Martinez, but they have struggles, you know, with the passing game. You just can't trust DJ Uiagalelei to be consistent with the ball. Jonathan Smith is an excellent coach, man. He's going to put him in a situation to win, but he just isn't able to make the plays, man. He holds the ball too long. So they have a kid, though, that's behind him. He just isn't ready yet. Number 0, their freshman quarterback. He's going to be good. They need him in there this week, but they're not going to play him. He's not ready yet. He's a little bit too wet behind his. You saw when he came in the Washington game, and they had to hurry up and take him out. But I definitely would go with Oregon and lay the points on this one.
And Florida State and Florida, you like do you like Florida? And anyway, now Mertz isn't playing either, so what do you think here?
Florida State has still figured out a way to get this one done. I don't like the Gators this year. They give up too many points. And whereas in Florida State, when you got Travis out, now Jordan Travis is out at quarterback, so I think that'll make the team rally around his roadmaker, right, as the quarterback, right? So they'll be rallying around them, and everybody will be playing their best at the other positions, especially defensively. I like Florida State's defense. I think they still can beat the Gators and cover.
That's five-star in Vegas. Now, you're not doing anything this week on the other one, are you?
No, I'll be back next week, and I'll be on the radio again next week at my normal time. It should be on next Friday at 7 p.m. In Houston, and we're going to have Sean King on, Super Bowl champion from Tampa Bay, good friend of mine. He lives here in Vegas. He's going to come on. We're going to talk. I'm going to have him on a couple of segments. We're going to talk a lot of things. I know it's going to be interesting to you guys. I'm going to talk to him about the Bird Emanuel play, how that kind of changed the way the NFL rules catches and things like that.
Okay. There is five-star in Vegas. He's got the Seahawks for you. He's got Brandon Cooks on the over. He's got Dak over 1.5. He's got the Lions minus 4 first half. He's got David Montgomery scoring a touchdown this week. So you got, you know, these are, this is about what you would do on your Friday show, right? Give a bunch of picks like this. So that's five-star giving you freebies this week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Five-star, as always, have a great Thanksgiving. Oh, I met the doc that came out to meet you and your wife from here.
That's my good friend, man. Me and Doc have been friends for, I would say maybe 5-6 years. He's a good buddy of mine. He comes in town often.
Yeah, I met him on a golf course, and he said, five-star. He had Mark Andrews, too, as a matter of fact. He said, it was a killer. That was a killer.
Yeah, he follows a lot of my plays. Shout out to him, man, Dr. Christopher Laverne. Good guy, man.
Yep. Hey, we're going to take a break. Thanks, five-star, as always. We got news of the week coming your way. We're finishing up before here on the holiest of holidays, Thanksgiving Eve, on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The holiest of holidays.
And you, where are you going to eat your Thanksgiving dinner? On the patio?
Well, I will. I won't be at my patio, though. And I'll be out of town, and I probably won't eat on that patio. It's going to be really cold. But I do know this. I will be out there tonight. I like the way the weather's trending. I can turn my fire pit on. Doesn't happen a lot. Kids will probably want to make s'mores. I know we got the graham crackers. I think we need the chocolate and the marshmallows. But whenever the weather gets cooler, the kids like to make some s'mores out at the fire pit. You know, it's a great opportunity when you have an outdoor living space for you to spend evenings out there, listening to music, having a drink, your favorite beer, your favorite cold drink, your cocktail, whatever the case may be. Make yourself a pizza on the grill, or are you interested in barbecue chicken? Are you doing ribs, burgers, and hot dogs? What are you doing? Are you just watching your favorite game with the sound system piped in through the pitched roof you have? Your life is about to get a whole lot better when you go to the website tcpoutdoors.com. tcpoutdoors.com. You'll see the work that they've done. It's top flight work with the very best materials and appliances, and you are going to get more than you paid for, not just in your enjoyment, but also when it comes time to sell your home. It's tcpoutdoors.com. This is a chance for you to live your best life with Texas Custom Patios.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. I don't get it.
There are things in this world that we will never fully understand.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird.
Oh, man. I want to go to a party at Taco Bell.
You do?
Yeah. You ever been to one?
No.
Apparently one broke out.
I've been there after a party.
Apparently one broke out. At there was a party. They were having a Christmas party. And it was a potluck style. And a worker from San Pedro, at the San Pedro, Elena Beckham, brought guacamole. Now, at the party, around midnight, she stepped out and then she walked back into the restaurant and saw a coworker having sex with his wife in front of everyone at the party. The coworker's wife was also kissing her female manager and another female coworker. So she left, right? She left the party. But then she forgot her bowl of guacamole. They were so drunk, apparently, the people that were having sex threw up in the garbage can and in her bowl of guacamole.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't that say something about the quality of the Taco Bell food that she's bringing guacamole to a Mexican restaurant?
No.
Of all
don't
things,
we have some?
Shouldn't we have like ham we sandwiches know? Or yeah. something?
What are we do doing? We have some?
Oh. Do you want to have a party at a Taco Bell now? Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
No, I don't.
I don't like people puking in my guacamole.
You say it sounds like a good time. If you were there, what do you think you're looking at there?
I think.
You think it looks good?
I'm not sure.
Is that your kind of party? Well, Taco Bell
again,
tea party?
Again, what did she look like? That's the question.
Well, if you're watching TV commercials, everyone looks great on TV.
And Alabama.
I'm like, never have I seen fast food workers look like this.
And an Alabama woman with two uteruses is pregnant with twins.
Shout
one
out.
One in each womb. One in a 50 million
gets
chance.
Right back to our first segment.
That's right.
Our
do you think
comments.
Aaliyah Petty wishes
she could have just knocked that out all at once?
She could have had two. Now, I'm not sure if it happened at the same time or yeah. what. We're not sure. But she has two uteruses.
But she's got twins. No,
they're twins.
But twins come from the same. No, how could that happen?
Are
you sure?
Yeah.
They're not going to actually be twins, I don't
think. She
already
has three children, and now she has twins.
Do they both the uteruses work?
Yeah, apparently they do, Lance, because she's pregnant in both of them.
They're both getting eggs. We're double fallopian tubes.
Yeah.
The whole nine?
It seems like you're lucky, and then you're going to have the twins.
Seems like you're lucky.
It doesn't seem like that. Yeah.
Lucky to have two uteruses?
Two uteruses. I guess. I don't know.
I don't know that feels lucky. I don't know what that feels like, but luck's not the word that comes to mind.
Thousands of blue balls are being washed up on UK beaches. Here they are. They're literally blue balls.
Okay. Why?
Would you like to find some blue balls on the beach?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
I don't know, but there's a lot of blue balls that are apparently coming up onto the beach in more than 1,000 of rubber-type balls. According to experts, the balls originate from Hartlepool Power Station. It uses abrasive spheres to clean the system's pipes, and it's turning them into blue balls. So congratulations for all your blue balls out there.
Well, it sounds like, and then something broke, and they escaped into the water.
Yeah. A woman was killed by a pet rooster who pecked at her as she collected eggs from the garden. Pecked so much that she died from it. Do okay. you want a
How?
Pet rooster now?
Well, I want one to sick on people, but I've got so much questions here. She must have been so frail that she must have fallen and couldn't get up. And the rooster.
She's an elderly woman.
Death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what?
She's
what person who's not elderly wouldn't just kick the piss out of that rooster?
Well, that a great way to go?
No, it's an awful one. Yeah. Well, this is a question someone asked me earlier this week, and the answer is kind of divided by gender. Would you rather fight a chicken that magically appears in your car every day or a lion once?
Oh, man.
And apparently, like I said, divided by gender, the answer.
I go to chicken, I guess.
Lance, every day you're fighting
you're
a chicken.
You're going to lose to a lion? Yeah. I mean, every day I guess
you might,
you
got
to
a chance
the
against
chicken.
A chicken.
You got
this
to fight
is what
the
I said. A woman posed a question to me, and apparently women side with the fighting the lion every day because they think, oh, the chicken's going to poop in my car. I got to deal with the chicken every day. But they think, well, if the lion maims me or kills me, it's just a
no,
one thing.
We recognize danger.
Yeah,
no.
But I
we
think
acknowledge
I'd
danger.
Rather live with the poop than die.
Die.
With the lion.
This is what I said.
All right, and then finally, how to have sex at someone else's house this holiday weekend. Okay, here are some tips.
Wait, I'm going to be at someone else's house.
I know
house,
you are. So,
but it's
so
not
listen.
Even in my house.
Don't think of the trip as a sex trip. Establish a private space for you and your partner. Wait until late at night. Don't try new stuff.
Don't speed worry, experiment.
Speed
don't
it,
experiment.
There is no speed it up. Don't worry. And be honest if caught. But seriously, don't get caught. So there are some tips for you if you're going to someone's house, which you are.
Yeah. But I'm staying there, so I got a bed and everything. So it's not. I think this is meant for people who are just.
No. This is meant for couples that are going to someone else's house.
Yeah, but probably just there for like what do you do if you're there for the day? Just the day. You're not over. You're
well,
not
you know,
staying
if
overnight.
It's a sleepover. It's just got to be.
No,
a sleepover.
I think that's also for people who's not staying over. No, you go sneak into a room.
No, it's
sneak
to do it late
day.
At night after you know it's late at night when everybody else is when everybody's asleep.
That's not that big a deal
to have. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You
do
going
it during
to your
Thanksgiving
friend's house?
Where you're there and everyone's hanging out. And you're like, hurry up.
Well, I don't know.
Have you ever done that?
Wait a minute. Is it rude to go and stay at someone's house for Thanksgiving and have relations there?
No.
I don't know if it's rude.
It's not rude.
Well,
just,
no.
Don't be disruptive.
What about during the sheets? What about during
Thanksgiving?
You take the sheets off. What about during Thanksgiving? Whenever, but you're not staying there overnight. Is that rude to have relations in someone's house if you're not staying there overnight?
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah, if you can't control yourself for, you know, through dinner. I don't know. You have a house to your own. Why don't you just go home and do it?
It's much more fun to do it in their bathroom.
I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying that's the excitement angle.
You got stuffing all over your hands, and you go.
Yeah.
I don't know
if I want you in the bathroom.
Smelling of mashed potatoes.
No.
Don't worry. Nothing's going to happen. I promise you.
Honey,
we're done. Paul Gallant is next. Right here. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again on Monday when Lance is lazy.
Get over here!
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
Red sun rises. Blood has been spilled this night.
Excellent. Bye,
bitch. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.